to Mr. Lawson, administrative report.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President and Council. Thank you for approving the budget. And I need to locate my administrator's report.
Right here.
And here's a copy. Thank you. Administrator's report for June 21, 2016, item number one. Per the attached engineering department fact sheet, the following projects have received substantial completion. Peninsula Lakes Phase 1 construction record for the gravity only, effective June 13th. Redden Farm, a.k.a. Redden Ridge, Phase 2, effective June 15th. And Schofield Phase 1, effective June 15th. As well as the vineyards at Nassau Valley, Phase 1A, effective June 16th. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Now then, let's see, where are we? I think Mr. Bedlars.
Mr. President, members of council,
with the
budget approved, which is important because what we're bringing here before you is a continuation of our discussion during the budget workshop, which deals with the approach of the time and material contract completions. And we needed the budget approved in order to do this next step. And Ms. Jennings, did you have the copies for the council?
Good. Yes.
I have additional copies for the public if they'd like to see the projects we were trying to address. If I may take you back to the workshop, we had a large number, in particular 13 projects we would like to tackle through the time and material contract. In the past, each one of these contracts would have followed a traditional design, bid, build approach, which the department would not have an opportunity to get that many projects completed. And so what we have discussed with our financial advisor, Ms. Jennings, and Ms. the administrator, as well as with the input of legal counsel, was a time and material approach like many entities in Delaware have. Both counties to the north of us have it, the city of Dover has one, and a few other ones. Now, the entire approach has to be consistent with our policy, which adopts Title 29 for procurement. So Ms. Cole and I worked together to develop the document. As a matter of fact, she was very instrumental in this particular one, and we have also worked together during the bid process and the advertisement piece. So in this particular case, we would proceed forward with conceptual design, which we have now almost completed for the majority of these projects. They would be assigned to the time and material contractor on a task basis with an approval to proceed on each one once the other one's completed, or in particular, maybe even with two or three at the same time in order to get this list done in the time allotted, i.e. 12 months. If everything goes according to plan, we will be here with you next year to ask for an extension. We have a one-year extension option, which depends on how well the contract works for the next 12 months. So all the dollars which we have allotted in this particular bid package are spoken for in 1 through 13. There is an allocation which we made towards emergency repairs. Every year in the past, we've had emergency repairs. As a matter of fact, the one station you see on the list here, 201, this particular station incurred such an emergency repair just two or three months ago, late winter, early spring, mm-hmm. which was a significant repair amount, which, not that it was already on the list, but we had to make that repair because the pump rails had broken and the pumps had to be reset. So having said that, if you see, we had this is a best value bid. That's maybe new to you. It's allowed under the Title 29. And you have to assign, when you go to bid, you have to assign the percentages as you evaluate your bid. So the price was by far the highest. 3/4 of the percentages are allocated by price. Qualification of staff is very important, has 10%. The response times, that's the schedules. And the last, not least, the equipment and labor availability. That may be the least, let's say, transparent to you, but we developed a percentage allocation for each labor category and for each equipment category. The ideal contractor would have everything under his or her control. In essence, when we have an emergency, all the labor categories as well as all the equipment are sitting in their yard or on their payrolls and they can respond with their own forces and their own equipment. Now, the least desirable would be somebody who has zero there and everything subbed out, essentially somebody who would just stitch together a band of subcontractors, and that would be somebody who would receive 0 points on that particular category. If you look at the responses, we received 3 responsible bidders, and we had several other ones out. We did have, which is unusual for us, a mandatory pre-bid meeting, and the reason we had that was to make sure we go over the bid requirement for a best value bid in detail and make sure all the contractors understand how the bids are evaluated, and and that was done. And we had initially 5 contractors at the mandatory pre-bid meeting, so we could have seen as many as 5 submittals, but in the end we had 3 submittals. As you can see from the point breakdowns, the companies between George & Lynch and Hopkins Construction was very close, with George & Lynch having the highest point total of 90.14 points, and the recommendation is hence that the County Council award the fiscal year 2017 general labor and equipment contract to George & Lynch in the bid amount, which is $2,097,896. This is the 1 year amount to get items 1 through 13 completed. And there's some allocation for, as I said, for the emergencies, as well as some issues on the coastal airport have actually come up since we've taken the bid. Some significant sinkholes have opened up. They need to be addressed. That is, I would call this an urgent repair versus an emergency, but these are the kind of things we do need to address also. So what has happened in the past, if the contract incurred such urgent / emergency repairs, which forced it to go over, we would come back, let's say 9 months from now, and detail these particular aspects and ask you to replenish the dollars if you so choose, or we have to stop at that time and wait until next fiscal year. That's totally council's decision. Any questions from the council?
So we got all these 13 or 14 examples of what's needs to be done, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to hire, if we take your recommendation, we'll give this contract to George & Lynch. Mm-hmm. In the contract, is there, because they have other customers, I mean, and these are little jobs, it looks like, a lot of small mm-hmm. project.
Yep.
Is there anything in there about, is there any kind of guarantee we get that we'll, do we move to the front of the line? You know, if they've got a big workload, how do we fit into their business plan? Or
that
whatever?
Is the schedule / response times. The contractor committed to a certain response time for each task and every project step.
Okay.
So if the contractor does not meet these response times as committed, we would come before you next year, not renew the optional year, and re-advertise for next year. So there's a big incentive for the contractor to work with the county and meet these, and otherwise we would, let's say if they completely fail to meet any of them from the get-go, we would probably say we invalidate the contract. Now, I do have not reason to believe that that's the case. However, that's an option which is given to us in the contract documents.
Okay.
Excuse me, any more questions?
The question was $2 million.
$2,096,896 is the total.
And what question? I
think it's just a new approach to try, and it sounds good.
Maybe we'll speed things up a little bit, man.
Yeah. And Councilman Cole, the examples were examples at the budget workshop. They are now written into the budget, so they've moved from example to actual.
Okay.
So they are actually on the books, and we intend to complete them.
You have a motion, sir?
I do have a motion, Mr. President. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the total bid for contract 17-01 FY 2017 general labor and equipment be awarded to George and Lynch Incorporated of Dover, Delaware in the amount of $2,097,896.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Dever. Questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlatti.
Yes, and thank
you. Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Good morning. I'm here this morning to request permission to prepare and post notices for a proposed expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. The expansion was requested by the developers of a project currently known as Tidewater Landing, formerly Love Creek Landing in the Gosley Creek area. The developers' engineers contacted multiple parcels in the area to obtain a contiguous path to our existing district, and the county actually followed through to verify those requests. Tidewater Landing is a by-rate subdivision. The Planning Commission is the only review body for approval, and all agency approvals must be in place prior to final subdivision approval. That's why you're kind of seeing it before you've seen the project. They need to have their sewer line prior to that. The expansion will consist of 254 acres, more or less, and parcels will be responsible for system connection charges of $5,775 based on the current rates. There will be a public hearing on the proposed boundary August 2nd, 2016 at a regular council meeting, should you approve the motion. You see the large parcel where it says proposed Tidewater, that is the parcel. The contiguous area is where you see Coastal Club shaded in gray, that's our existing district boundary. The odd shape, obviously, is the pond, and then the parcels across from the pond to Tidewater make it a contiguous path. Any questions?
Questions, Council?
Oh, I just wonder if there's any land left there to develop. I'm sorry, but it's just a comment from a county councilwoman here about that district and the development. But no, everything's fine.
Okay. Have a motion, sir?
I do. Be it moved that based on the requests of property owners and pursuant to DLRC 6502, the Sussex County Council hereby grants permission for the Sussex County Engineering Department to prepare and post notices for the expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include the area designated as Tidewater Landing Expansion as presented on June 21st, 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make it.
Motion, Mrs. Dever. Mm-hmm.
Second,
Mr. Arlett. Any questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Old business.